setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you, because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. So what we're talking about here is getting you the clarity you need so you can begin to, maybe for the first time in your life, envision a dream job, work that matters deeply to you. That's clarity. Then we got to figure out, what do we need to learn to do to get qualified? While we're getting qualified, we need to get connected. As we're getting qualified and connected, then the opportunities are going to present themselves. You're ready to step into the opportunity. And that's when you get started. Started in a new career, new job, new company, or starting your own business. Oh, that's how it works, right? And then you get in there and you do good work. You get promoted in your company, in your career, or your customer will promote you by giving you more certificates of appreciation, meaning dollars. And as you get more and more promotion, then before you know it, you step into that dream scenario, the dream job. And what's left? To give yourself away and work with meaning. This, by the way, is when Mondays get exciting. They're not full of misery. They're full of excitement. This is the journey. It's very clear. So let's help you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577.
Let's go to Victoria, who's on the line in Pensacola, Florida. Victoria, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, that's fun. I'm excited to talk to you. How can I help?
Well, so I kind of did things a little out of order, so you're probably going to ding me on that. But I started my own business about a year ago. Previously, I was a teacher, mm-hmm. and I became very like disenfranchised with the whole system of things, mm-hmm. and I left. And so I started an online tutoring business. I'm a reading tutor online. I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I'm also working part-time at a private school, trying to follow your proximity principle, and I'm getting clients there, but I just feel stuck. I feel like I need to be in a career that, like, I thought I wanted my own business, but I feel like I need more structure, stability, mm-hmm. money, that type of, I don't know if I should go and find a full-time job and do this on the side, if I need to give it some more time, my savings is running out and I'm starting to feel the pressure, and maybe that is the reason I'm feeling this way, but mm-hmm. I just feel like something's got to change.
Yep.
And so I don't know. I prayed about it and I wrote call Ken Coleman this week. And good. So I'm calling you.
Well, I am humbled that you did that, but I'm going to tell you something. You just told me and the audience what it is you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be teaching.
Okay.
You're supposed to be teaching, but here's the thing. The reason you left is because you were disenfranchised, not because you stopped loving teaching, because the first thing you did when you left the place where you disenfranchised is you started a tutoring business where you're teaching kids. Now you're in a private school, right. And you're teaching again. So it wasn't the teaching. It wasn't what you were doing. It was where you were doing it. And we don't even need to unpack it, but I got a good guess as to why you were disenfranchised. So tell me, give me the short version. Why'd you leave the previous teaching role?
I left because the way students and teachers in schools are measured,
yep.
does not match the way that we're supposed to teach them, and it doesn't really measure what they're wanting to measure in the first place.
Exactly.
And it demoralized students and faculty and everybody. I mean, it's...
Been there. Listen,
yeah.
I did a rant on this, didn't I, Madison, a year ago. And it's on my Facebook page. I guess you could find it. But I did a rant on this after talking to somebody just like you, a lady who had left teaching, and when I dug down into it, it was because of the stupid standardized testing. Let me say that again. The stupid, asinine, standardized testing. It's ridiculous. You know it, Victoria. You said it. You said it better than I could. It demoralizes the student. It demoralizes the teacher. It demoralizes the administration. You're all under this crazy bureaucratic thumb, and we got to get test scores up so we can get more funding and we don't get fired. And meanwhile, we're not teaching the students. I'm going to tell you something. I've got two kids in public school right now, and they are fifth and fourth graders, and they always talk about those stupid standardized tests. They're like sick to their stomach over it, and they're feeling the pressure. And you know what the breakthrough was in my house, Victoria?
What's that?
I said what I'm saying to you to them. I said, these things are stupid, and they don't matter. This has nothing to do with you advancing to the next class. This is for the school and the teacher. And my kids looked at me like I had four eyes. And I said, I'm telling you, it doesn't affect your grade. Ask your teacher. So they did. So I'm going to tell you something. You need to be in a private school situation, which you've already taken the steps to get in proximity, so good on you. Or you need to be in a charter school, which again is another private thing. But you have got to put yourself, maybe it's in a higher education role. But here's what we know, Victoria. You love teaching and instructing. I also think that your head and your heart are matched up. You can't keep doing this. You need steady income, and you don't need all the stress. And you're qualified. So don't put yourself back into that public school situation. So, you know, keep doing what you got to do right now. And I would say that I wouldn't necessarily shut down your tutoring business. I just think you need a break to get full-time work. Sit back and go, what did work, what didn't work? And if you do it as a part-time side gig, now it's no more pressure and it's just a labor of love and it actually brings in extra money, then I'd keep it. But I would just, you get to dictate the terms and the schedule and everything else. So that's what I think you should do.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Hey, listen, we need you to teach. You understand that? Like, there are some kids out there that need you to teach. So you step back into it triumphantly.
Thank you.
I love it. I got to tell you, I'm so sick of getting these phone calls. Now, I'm glad she called, but I am sick to death of teachers that are burning out because of the bureaucrats and the politicians who don't have a daggum brain in their head. I mean, we're talking about the greatest resource that any country in the world has is its next generation. Now, if I polled everybody that listens to this show and I would say, how important is education? It would rank up at the very top. You'd give it a 10 out of 10. And yet we allow our kids, we allow our teachers to be put in a situation where they are under stress. They are not being able to do the actual job that they were created to do. It's not effective for anything. And here's what's happening. The kids that learn easily in the cattle call environment of public education, and quite frankly, many private schools, we're going to teach one way to 30 kids. Now, how much sense does that make? I'm going to tell you something. If God continues to give me platform and influence, I'm going to be a guy that's going to raise my hand on this. I'm going to Washington, D.C. I may ask you all to sign a petition, and we're going to go raise a ruckus because I am tired of kids that are getting left behind because of this standardized testing crap, and we're teaching one size fits all. That's not how everybody learns, and it's time we as parents wake up and do something about it. All right, there you go. I'm a little fired up. I get tired of teachers burning out. These are the people we need to be lifting. All right, folks. Time flies when you're having fun. And boy, oh boy, are we having fun. Good news. More coming. Don't move. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks. We talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Running alongside of you as you chase down the dream. I'm Ken. This is The Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. A different kind of talk radio show.
It's time we had a talk radio show that actually talks with you about something that matters to you. And that is your meaning, your purpose. We all long to do work that matters. It is doable. It's not too late. It's not going to cost as much as you think. It's possible. It's not a big myth of luck. It's not the lucky lottery of life. It is intentionality. And we're going to help you figure out who you are, what you want to do, and how to get there. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. We also have great free resources at kencoleman.com. The hottest free resource we've got right now is our Should I Quit My Job quiz. Oh my goodness, it's going crazy. Takes you 3 minutes. It's 20 questions or less. We're going to spit out a report for you. You're going to find that you're one of four results. That's where you are at this moment. And once we give you your report, we're also going to give you action steps to get into the right spot in the right place. So go get it, kencoleman.com, great free resource. And also, if you're listening and you know somebody who needs this nudge, because that's what we're hearing from everybody, nobody's really surprised when they see it. It's just really clarifying and it's empowering because they go, Ken, this is the nudge. I need it. So if you know somebody that's in that situation, you know it, they know it, they just need to decide to quit their job, now's the best time to do it. Yes, now. That's right. Still a lot of jobs out there, and the economy will continue to go forward regardless of what's happening around the world. So go get it, kencoleman.com, and share it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Joe in Kansas City. Joe, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Joe. How are you?
I am about to be a lot better, hopefully.
Oh, I like the positivity. I like it. How can I help today?
So, Ken, I'm currently working at a job that is within my skills and talents, but unfortunately it's not within my passion. It's not within any industry that I really care to be in. I'm working for a very tumultuous company. I'm miserable going every day, and I've kind of seen that the company's been going down for several months now. So I know I need to get out, but I'm very, very well compensated, and so I'm scared to quit because I'm pretty conservative when it comes to finances, and I don't really have anything lined up next. So even though I'm miserable, I'm still just going with it because I am...
Yeah, you don't
really
have anything
really
lined up.
To lose my income. Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're scared. You're not an idiot. That's the bottom line. And so it's okay. It's okay to be scared. So this is a very simple solution, Joe. You got to line something else up. Because here's what's going to happen. Even though you're not an idiot, at some point the misery is going to overwhelm you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? And at some point the heart and the soul will overpower the brain. And even worse, if this is a tumultuous company, as you say, they're going downhill, they may dictate to you. And here you are hanging on to misery because you're so scared of finding something else and because you make really good money and you're scared, and then they're going to kick you out or they're going to go out of business and then they're going to force it on you. Do you understand what you're facing?
Yeah,
so,
I do.
So no longer are you going to just sit pat because you're so scared to make a move. You're going to have to make a move. You know you need to make a move. So this is the time in your life where circumstances are dictating to you that it's time for you to step into your sweet spot, and you're going to make plenty of money. How much money do you make now?
I make 70.
All right, that's not a problem. So what is it that you really want to do?
I'm getting there. So my talents are creativity and digital design and marketing and photography, and I really just like creating things.
Yes.
And so since I've seen the writing on the wall at this company for a couple of months, I was planning on just kind of riding this Titanic down while I'm slowly growing a side business.
Which is what?
I'd like to create a side business to that. This is very general. I understand. I'm going to try to drill into it, but it's to help people live a happier and more productive life. And so it's an e-commerce brand that shares content and advice about living well, you know, mind, body, soul, spirit. Just kind of more wellness and productive and happy and just like help people be happier and productive people.
Says the guy who's miserable.
It's an irony that I don't like to think about, Ken.
No, I'm not picking on you. I'm just pointing out how silly this is in a good way. I'm just going to be really honest with you. This is what you want to do, and it comes from the fact there's a deep-seated passion in this, but some of it has to do with this current situation. And so your whole goal is to ride this thing, like jump off the Titanic at the last minute into a lifeboat. And I just don't like that. I don't like it at all.
Okay.
You know, so here's where I'm saying you need to go. Even if you need to make a lateral move, meaning lateral financially and lateral professionally, meaning it's not necessarily a pure passion play, but it keeps you in the same space where you're using those talents of creativity and design, photography, you know, all the things you do very well, you need to stay consistent at that $70,000 or more until you get this side business figured out. You don't even have it figured out yet. So the idea of you starting the side business now, and you don't even know what it is, so you can't start it. And then that's going to somehow, you know, afford you an opportunity in the next 3-4 months. I think that's what you said.
Right.
That's not realistic. So that's just not smart.
Okay.
So I'd rather you say, where is it that I ultimately want to end up? If it is the side business, which you don't know what it is yet, but I mean, you see what I'm saying? You need to spend some time going, what do I want to be when I grow up? You know, where do I want to be in 10, 15, 20 years from now? Does the side business that becomes my own business, is that the path? And I'm fine, Joe, if that's the case. But I think there's you just got to be really honest with yourself right now. You're not being realistic. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So I want you to be realistic. So you've got some more discovery to do on what the side business is, meaning you've written out a pretty high-level purpose statement. I'm fine with that. Let me give you some love, okay? Because I'm not trying to be tough, but this is super important, man. You don't want to make another mistake that compounds your misery, and you're headed towards that. So I want you to drill down on that high-level statement you gave me and start asking yourself, how am I going to make their life better? What is the specific content? What's my philosophy? What's my methodology? Who do I most want to help? What problem do I want to solve? Because you can't say, I just want to help everybody. No.
Right. See,
Ken, who does it? You just general. Tell me. Who does the Ken Coleman Show help? You describe him. Who do I help? Who is my core listener? Who are they?
People like me who are struggling with what they want to do with their life.
Right. So I'm not trying to be all things to all people. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
So you have to be very clear. And so because I know that I want to help Joe, I know what my philosophy is and I know what my methodology is. And so everything is consistent. So you've got to do the homework on that. And I think you're close. All things being equal, I think you have a really good general direction. This is just you staring at it every day. There's a psychology behind this. When you look at something and focus on something, it reveals itself all around you. So by you getting that, I'm going to call it a 50,000 foot statement, bouncing around in your head all the time and to where you can just repeat it without even thinking. And then you go, how am I going to do that? I mean, what specifically am I going to do? What's going to be my unique selling proposition? How am I going to distribute this? What's the commerce engagement look like? Well, you know, you gotta do your homework. You're not there yet. So you are in a toxic job. You're making good money. I would only hang around there long enough to maybe move into something else in your talent area. But here's what I know. If you're in a non-toxic environment, Joe, even if it's not your sweet spot and you're not totally doing work you're passionate about, but you're doing work you're good at, that's a healthy place. And that'll give you more time to develop what I told you need to develop. So that's the lateral move, not leaving where you're at to start a company that you're not even sure what it is. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get more clarity for more of you coming right up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping you
discover what you were created to do, and then come up with a plan to make that a reality. So if you are confused about what that is, give us a call. If you feel stuck, you have a good idea, you know what it is, but you think there's these circumstances in your life that don't allow you to get unstuck. Oh, I disagree. We can help you with a plan there. How many of you know what you want to do, but not quite sure the path forward? And some of you are just dealing with fear and doubt. Everybody's welcome on this show because everybody matters. You matter. You do have what it takes. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's see. Natalie joins us in Atlanta, Georgia. Natalie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure, Natalie. How can I help?
So I work in IT for a large retail corporation, and I was promoted to a technology director about 2 years ago. In my gut, I did not believe it was a good idea to take the promotion, but I did it anyway.
Yeah, my VP did.
Yeah, my VP talked me into it, and he said he would help me develop into the role. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like I was ready yet, so I trusted him.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Hold on, just for our audience, because I think I know what the answer is. I'm going to let you get right back on the train.
Sure.
I know your boss talked you into it, but you took it because of what? Give me the one reason you took it.
Well,
come on.
It's rare that you get this opportunity, right? Yep. And I've heard people say it. Sometimes leadership is about being in the right place at the right time.
No.
So that's not true. A leap of faith.
Yeah, but why? Why'd you take it? There was one deciding factor where you went, okay, because you told the audience and me that you didn't think you were ready for it. I don't think he talked you into it. I think there was one deciding factor, and I want you to tell me why you took it. Say it. This is rare.
Lots of people told me to take it.
No, you took it.
It was hard to say no. I couldn't say no.
I know why. Let me just break it to you. You took it because it was a pay raise, and it felt good to be wanted.
That's one reason.
No, that's the primary reason. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I want everybody to hear that. I'm not judging you, Natalie. Let's just call it out. That was the deciding factor.
It was a factor. I didn't know how much I was going to make yet when I took the role.
All right. I'll give it to you on a technicality. I wanted everybody to hear that, though, because that's where we get ourselves in trouble. That's why we're on the phone together. All right. Well, let's keep going. Go.
True. Yeah. So I was thrust into a chaotic environment, and I didn't have any preparation.
Right.
So my VP didn't follow through on his promise.
Of course not.
And then there was a large initiative, a big team of us were working on. It failed. My VP got fired last year, and now I have another boss. So things are kind of a mess right now. I feel like my career is ruined because of this failed initiative.
It's not. What's your question for me? How can I help you?
How can I turn this around? I would really like to stay in my role, if possible.
Okay.
But I feel like I just haven't been able to develop those skills to perform at this level
yet. Okay, great. So that's what you mean by turn this around. So this is simple. I want you to identify for me, and don't use a lot of words. Just give me the top two, three, whatever it is, four things that you know, Ken, I need to get better skills in these areas, and then I can turn this around. Now I can handle what was previously chaotic. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. What is it? Tell me. What are the things that you need to get better at?
So I think I need to improve my relationship with my business partners, the people that I serve.
Oh, that's easy.
I need to talk to more people and reach out more.
Yeah, okay.
Let them know that I'm here.
There you go. What else?
And I think the other part is just leadership in general.
Okay,
and
great.
Yeah,
so guess what? I got great news for you, Natalie. We can get really good at relationships and leadership. Those are learnable skills. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I believe it.
All right, so I'm going to give you some things that you need to do, okay? I want you, before I let you go, I want you to stay on the line, and I'm going to get you a copy of Entree Leadership, Dave Ramsey's number one best-selling book.
It's the playbook on how we lead here at Ramsey Solutions, and it's fantastic, okay? I want you to start listening to the Entree Leadership Podcast, okay? I used to host it. I handed it over to a young man named Alex Judd, who's doing a wonderful job. You're going to get a lot of interviews. It's free. It comes out every week. You're going to hear the best and brightest, okay?
I just listened to it this morning, actually, for the first time.
I want you to buy a book called The 360 Degree Leader. It's written by a friend of mine, John Maxwell, who I used to work for. I want you to buy that book today. You understand?
Okay. Yes.
And it's going to help you. And what it means, the 360 Degree Leader, is the idea of leading up. I'm leading my peers, and then I'm leading down people that actually work for me. It's a wonderful book. It'll really encourage you and equip you with some practical things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, then I want you to get the classic book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yes.
Okay? And I want you to actually read it, all right? And then I want you to get another book by a guy by the name of Tim Sanders, who's a friend of mine and a best-selling author. It's called The Likeability Factor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great book. I highly recommend it. And this is going to help you with real likability in a practical way in the office. And I want you to then, after you read all these things, and while you're reading these things, I want you to just put everything into practice. And I want you to start tomorrow by reaching out to certain people, go, hey, I want to buy your lunch. And I want you to just go be interested in them and interested in their initiatives and how you can plug into them. And let me tell you something, Natalie, you will turn that boat around so fast, it'll make your head spin. I'm telling you, hang on the line. We're going to get you the Entree Leadership book, and you go get those other books.
844-747-2577. Let's go to Alejandro, who's on the line in New Windsor, New York. Alejandro, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call today.
Sure, buddy. How can I help?
So I just had a quick question. I am currently transitioning into a new job, and I was just wondering if the commute is worth the pay bump that I'm going to be receiving, or should I consider maybe moving closer?
Okay. What is the commute?
So the commute is going to be an hour and about 20 minutes.
Each way?
Yes, one
okay.
way.
Okay, yikes. All right, so now we got 2 hours and 40 minutes. What's the pay increase?
Looking at about 15,000 bump with a possible bonus at the end of the year.
Okay, let's just play this out because I believe you're going to do what it takes to earn the bonus. So let's go 15,000 plus. What is the potential bonus? Be moderate with me.
Up to 15%.
Okay, but give me a number. What is that?
So roughly about $12,000.
Okay, so let's say it's $27,000 to $28,000 that you have the potential and we believe you're going to make, and you're doing 2 hours and 40 minutes. Ugh, I'd move closer, dude. I'd sacrifice in my personal life. I'd take that extra money. I'd cut some things. You know, are you single? You have a wife, kids? What's your relationship status?
I have a girlfriend. We're not married. We don't have kids. I'm only 31.
Yeah, bro. Hey, so I'm finding 5 roommates because I understand you're in New York. So we're talking probably Manhattan. Is that where we're looking at?
No, I actually live in the outer skirts of New York. Oh, great. Like an hour away.
Oh, so wait a second. So what's the cost of living in this new place?
I was actually looking at the Danbury, Connecticut area, which would be a little bit more expensive than where I am now.
Okay, but a little bit. I like that. So we're talking a little bit. So we solve little bit cost of living increase because we said we're going to make $27,000 more. All right. So we solve it with that and a combination of sacrifice or 2 or 3 dudes that you can live with temporarily, but not for the rest of your life. I think that's an easy solution. So I would not do 2 hours and 40 minutes. Let me tell you why. I don't care who you are, how young you are, how passionate you are. If I had to go 2 hours and 40 minutes round trip to do this show, I'd shut my face in an oven. I just would. It's just crazy. Why would I want to go? I love what I'm doing. But why in the world would I go 2 hours and 40 minutes? You add that up per week, per month, per quarter. Yikes. I mean, it's just stupid. I'd rather live in a cardboard box and be 10 minutes away than I would live in a mansion and be 2.5 hours away. I'm just going to tell you. That's a big statement for me, by the way. Because I like a really nice bed and nice sheets. So there you go.
Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. More coming right up. Welcome back, America. You're listening to The Ken Coleman Show, where people come to get clarity on the age-old question. Why am I here? Well, you're here to do something that matters deeply to you for the benefit of others. There it is. You can take the rest of the day off and soak on that one. 844-747-2577 is your show. I don't have the answers you do. I promise it's my job to get them out of you. So if you're feeling stuck, confused, scared, doubtful, whatever the situation may be, there's no shame in your game. And we are here for you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chase, who's on the line in Charlotte, North Carolina. Chase, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, man, what's up? How's it going?
Chase, I'm having the time of my life, man. How are you?
I hear you. I'm better than I deserve, man. I'm better than I deserve.
I like it. I like it. How can I help?
I was just curious. I need an opinion. Should I quit my government job in order to start my own business, like my own construction company?
Well, do you have the capital and everything, potential clients? You got it all lined up, ready to go?
It's getting there.
Well, what does getting there mean? Tell me what getting there is going to look like. Tell me what that is, because you've already mapped it out in your mind. So you've answered your own question already for me. But for other people listening in, what is getting there? Define that.
It's like I have my own tools and my own truck, and I've had several people reach out, like realtors and several realtor or property managers and people like that reach out and say that if I were to do something like that, they would definitely put me to work and keep me very busy.
Okay, now pause. So right now you haven't officially launched, and you've not done much on the side.
I've done it for about a year, year and a half on the side.
How much money have you made?
Yes. Probably about $8,000 or a little more. Like, I haven't really advertised or anything. That's just been people
calling. No, I understand. And you don't have to. Not in your work. So how much of that $8,000 is in the bank?
All of it.
Okay, great. What do you make right now in your government job?
I make $34,500 a year.
Okay, great. So you, in my mind, are ready to go ahead and launch this, but not full-time. Because in my mind, you've already launched. You know, you've been doing it on the side. Keep doing it, but do it a little bit more and a little bit more strategically. The good news is you don't have to replace a lot of money. It's not like you're replacing $80,000. You're replacing $34,000. What you need to do now is get that eight up to $34,000. Now, I'm going to this is a very conservative approach, but I don't make any apologies for this. There's no reason for you to quit your job before you've got your first year salary in the bank. There's just no reason. Because on nights and weekends, depending on your family situation, you've got to be honest about what's realistic there. Are you married?
Yes, sir, I'm married.
You got kids?
No kids yet.
Okay, great. So this is even better. So have you sat down with your wife and said, hey, babe, I'm ready to get this thing going, but I've got to up the ante on the side. So I'm going to stay in my current job with my government salary and my government benefits, and I'm going to stack up $35,000 in the bank before I quit the government job. But that means I'm going to have to do more work on the weekends and maybe even 2-3 nights a week. Are you okay with that?
Yes, sir. We've had that conversation, and she said she supports me 100%. She doesn't have a problem with it.
Boom. So go to those realtors that you were just telling me about and say, hey, I'm in. Now, here's what my limits are. I can give 15 hours a week, or you fill in the blank, whatever the number is, and be realistic, be conservative on that number so you don't overspeak and overcommit, but just say, hey, I can start doing some stuff right now. You need a kitchen? Done. I'll do it. Because you start helping realtors get houses ready for their clients or people that are flipping, and you come in and you're a great contractor, and you come in and just, I'm telling you right now, I know personally about 3 or 4 realtors in this area. One of them is my personal realtor, and she's always got crews working, you know, basically doing work for her clients, fixing up a house, getting it ready to sell. And so the people are willing to do it because they trust her, because she recommends the person. That's you. So you go start doing that, and let's get that income up. And I want you to put $35,000 in the bank. Now, the good news is that's only $27,000 more. I believe you could do that in 12 months. Easily. Am I right?
Yes, sir. You're definitely right. I think I can.
I know you can.
One of the reasons I was just kind of nervous and kind of doubting myself a little bit is because I've talked to several people, and, you know, they know, obviously know I work for the government, and they're just kind of calling me stupid in a way. because of the government pension and benefits and all that stuff. And it's just kind of in the back of my mind, just eating at me a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? Those are good-meaning people, but they don't have a freaking clue what they're talking about. How many of those people who told you that are going after their passion and are living a life that you would consider they're going after their dream work and they're living to the fullest? How many of those people?
Probably none of them when you put it that way.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting that the people who are giving you the advice that you are silly for leaving the government pension, that none of them are living their dream. You know why, Chase? Because their whole life is about safety instead of significance. Do you want to wake up 30 years from now, Chase, and say, one, well, it was a good life, got a great pension, never really loved my job. In fact, spent many years kind of hating it, but I had some good hobbies, good family, and, well, I got this good pension. Or option two, man, what a great life. I went after it. I was smart. I did the dream job while still in the day job. And then I moved over into the dream job, had my own business, did what I loved every day, and built something that I'm proud of that I could pass on maybe to somebody. And I'm a millionaire because I own my own business and I did it my way. Which one of those two sentences would you rather say at the end of your life?
Definitely B.
Then tell those people very nicely, I got it, and smile. There's no need to be ugly. No need to be ugly about it. But just tell them, thanks, appreciate that, I got it. And do what you were created to do. Folks, I'm telling you, I don't know what the percentage is, so I'm just going to make it up. 99% of the time, the people that are telling you you're crazy for going after it are telling you that because it's crazy to them to consider going after it. So when it's crazy to them, they're scared of their own shadow. Of course they're going to tell you you're crazy. They're not giving you good advice. They're speaking through the filter of their own fear. Oh, somebody needs to tweet that. Somebody needs to write that down, Madison. That's good, and that's what they're doing. They're not giving you solid advice. They're speaking through the filter of their own fear, meaning them going after what they were created to do is scary to them, and scary seems stupid and silly. Why would you go do that? It's risky. You could fall and get hurt. So don't do it. Don't you dare step out. You stay in that government job, and you collect your pension and your cheap gold watch. Come on. Are you kidding me? The best-meaning people in the world will give you awful advice because they're speaking through the filter of their own fear. Please call me. Please give me a shot at an opinion if you're going to listen to those scared souls. I don't want to be a scared soul. I want to be a fired-up, passionate soul. I don't want to be walking around scared. I want to be walking around on cloud 10, a little Tigger in my step, a little bounce, you know what I mean? You want to be Eeyore or Tigger? You know, Eeyore's great if you just want to lay around all the time and mope. Tigger's going places, baby, and he's going in style, and he's making an impact. Eeyore's just bringing everybody down. Yeah, thank you, Joe. Eeyore is definitely your government pension guy. How exciting is the government pension life? Oh, man. Tigger's excited for the first bounce. He's bouncing all the way. And then he shuts it down. And he gets up and bounces again. Whereas Eeyore, poor guy, lost his tail, and that's all he can think about is what he's lost. Ooh, boy, there's a parable there. Our time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.